As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is arising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table here, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, April the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com is their website. My website is VocalLocal.org. That's www.VocalLocal.org. You can also check out our other website at OzarksVoter.info. My name is William Roberts. I've got some good news, some hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We're going to get into some more of that philosophical radicalism today. I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become a vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the phone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org, and I'll enjoy getting your emails. Absolutely overwhelmed yesterday. About 70-some emails came into my box. Unbelievable. But that has to do with the tax day, tax freedom day, the Tea Party day, and so it was an unusual day. Heavy volume in the email box, but your emails are welcome. Send them to me at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio and Micro 1650 AM for carrying Become Vocal Local and their rotation. Thank you, gentlemen, so very much. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold continues its traverse in a narrow band below $890 an ounce. We're going to go there quickly and briefly, I must add. Were Jesus and his gang anarchists? Should we also be anarchists? We'll look into that. We'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for today, Thursday, April the 16th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour ago. Gold was trading off $1.90 at $888.70. Silver was off 11 pennies to $12.65 an ounce. Platinum trading off $4 at $1,213 an ounce. Palladium off a buck to $234 an ounce. Yesterday, the NASDAQ closed up 109.44 points at 8,029.62. The NASDAQ was up 1.08 points, trading at 1,626.80. The USDX in active trading is up already 17 basis points, trading at 85.07. Crude oil, light sweet crude, up 64 cents, trading at $49.89 a barrel. The lows and the highs in the spot market, the gold spot market, very narrow band, as I stated in the beginning, $885.90 for a low, $894.30 for a high. That's a spread of about $6. It's almost flat. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday, April the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Some days we have to really dig deep to find good news. Sometimes the facts are a little bit overbearing, but sometimes the workable solutions are really tough. But today we're going to go into some of a little bit of all of that. But before we do, and before we continue, let's return back and look at this marketplace of today. Active trading again, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago. Gold was off $1.90, trading at about $888.70, and silver was down 11 cents to $12.65. The lows and the highs in the spot market are rather interesting right now. It's almost flat. I said in the opening of the broadcast that it's kind of traversing, you know, kind of creeping along sideways, moving sideways along a thin, narrow band between 885 and 895. Very tight little narrow band. There's something to follow on that. It's unusual. The foreign exchange rates for today, Canadian dollar is up a little bit, trading 83 cents. U.S., the Mexican peso, much better, stronger at the 8 cents level. You know, it's been 7 cents for quite a while, since about December, thereabouts. And now it's running at 8 cents. It takes 13 Mexican pesos to equal $1 U.S. The euro, $1.32 U.S. will buy you a euro. The British pound came down a little bit from yesterday, just a tiny bit, but it brought it back into the $1.49 range. So there's that basket of currencies, that basket of currencies, the foreign exchange rates. Spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Let's go on to just a little bit more. This off of Reuters. I wonder sometimes really whether people listen to this broadcast. I don't know whether hosts listen to this broadcast. I don't know whether bloggers listen. Somebody's listening anyway. It was, I think, maybe a week or 10 days ago that I started talking about gold treading water. I thought it was rather humorous, you know, as it just kind of tries to keep its nose above. Well, right out of Reuters today, banner headline, gold treads water at $890 an ounce as physical buying recedes. So I guess we're going to find gold treading water now in the gold up, gold down files of the various and sundry economic writers. We'll find out more about it here this April 16, 2009, off of Reuters. Tokyo gold was little changed around $890 per ounce on Thursday, torn between weakening stock markets and a lack of strong physical buying. Bullion earlier got a boost when Asian stocks paired gains as investors cashed in profits after China posted its slowest quarter ever. Slowest quarterly growth ever. China posted its slowest quarterly growth ever. File that one away, folks. But European stock futures indicate a higher opening later in the day, which may keep gold traders from making bullish bets. Investors, here's a quote, seem to be closely watching developments in stock markets for any further clues. It isn't clear whether it's a bear market rally or a fresh rally in the beginning, said Pradeep Uni, the trader at Richcom Global Services. Gold is stuck in a range with $885 on the downside, $900 on the high side, he added. Again, keep listening, Pradeep. We'll learn all about it. And I would also recommend that you think carefully about this bear market rally or fresh rally or bull rally or whatever kind of a rally. It's a bunch of bull to me. It's all a manipulated marketplace. You're not getting a free market analysis here. All we can do is report on what the master blasters and the men behind the curtain have done to us once again, as we do here each morning on Become Vocal Local and get our broadcast started off. It last closed above $900 on April the 2nd before hitting a 10-week low of $864.30 last week. Gold rose a touch on Wednesday on a recovery in demand from India, the world's top gold consumer. And I just keep bringing these articles out that have this kind of language in it because I want you to keep your mind focused on the fact that India is the largest gold consumer, and so goes India, so goes the rest of the world, I suppose, in the gold market. There is a little bit of recovery again in physical demand in India, which is related to the season, but it's not strong, said Dick Poon. Dick Poon. Wow. Clever. A division manager at Harry Hughes Limited in Hong Kong. Here's a quote from Dick. I think money is still being put back into the equity markets. We may test the level below $880 again because there's no strong buying. And the holdings at the ETFs aren't rising for the time being, he said. And that's an important statement, although it's not very, you know, there's nothing profound about it. But there has been, I haven't found any new major purchases or sales by the SPDR Gold Trust. No one has been reporting what their activity has been. Everyone's basically been saying there's no change there. So that's something to be aware of. They are about the number three largest holder, at least some say. We're going to find out a little bit more about that of gold. Stocks trimmed gains after data showing China's economy grew 6.1% in the first quarter from a year earlier, the weakest growth on record, but posted other data such as industrial output that signaled some optimism. Japan's Nikkei stock average ended up 0.14% after earlier climbing more than 3%, while the MSCI's measure of stocks elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region rose about 0.53%. Blah, 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 blah. Most of that just tells you that we're still alive, and it's America. This is something else out of Reuters. Didn't find almost, the material that was out there this morning, I mean, I get up pretty early, I get up around 5, 5.30 sometimes, and look at this stuff on the internet and see if there's anything breaking news, you know. I hate to come on here and start my broadcast and fail to understand that, you know, California slid into the ocean or something. But nevertheless, trying to find something valuable to say about the economy is difficult these days because it's basically in the hands of the corporate monopolists, the global financiers, and we're just going to have to suffer along. So everybody's picking up the crumbs, and I'm not an exception. London, April the 15th, Reuters. This is rather interesting because it gives us some specific data, and I won't bore you with all of these details, but you can be sure I've filed this one away in my save file. And I do print these articles out hard copy each day. London, April 15th, Reuters. European central banks have sold 91 tons of gold in the fifth and final year of the Central Bank Gold Agreement, that's the CBGA, to date. Data compiled by the industry-funded World Gold Council showed. We've put all of these, all of this phrase LGR on the map in the, previously, but now what we're this particular article does is it starts to specify amounts of gold held in various places, because we need to understand who the players are in here. You know, a lot of people have for a dozen years or longer now, ever since the roll-up to Y2K and beyond, have transferred money out of their savings and out of their IRAs and so on and so forth and put it into gold and silver and other things as a safe haven, as a way of preserving the value of their savings, as opposed to leaving it in the bank account someplace, okay? And so I feel that it's not only my interest, but also a duty to follow this from a non-broker perspective, from a non-financial manager perspective, so that we get the full skinny and the full meal deal before the ass hits the rotating oscillator. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. PureBulk.com ships same day with delivery in 2 to 3 days by USPS Priority Mail. And you save a lot of money since you never pay more than the actual postal cost. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. Check them out online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you.
And we are back once again now, right here on Become Vocal Local. This is April the 16th in our two-hour broadcast. We're in the first hour live radio again today. I was on the radio all day yesterday, ran about 8 hours worth of it, including an interview later in the evening. Very, very full day. My voice is a little bit sandy, you might say. Nevertheless, flying right along here, going back to this article out of Reuters, London, April the 15th yesterday. This article lists a variety of figures, data, numbers, statistics, things that are useful for me, perhaps, tracking along. You might want to go up on, I think I pulled this one up off of kitco.com. You might want to grab this for yourself and add it to your data file. It tells you basically which of the various signatories, 15 signatories, to the central bank gold agreement, how many of them have sold gold, how much they hold, etc. But it lists them out pretty well. I'll just give you a couple of them. According to the figures, the 15 signatories to the accord disposed of 497.2 tons of the 500-ton allowance during the first year, 395.8 tons in the second year, 475.8 tons in the third year, and 358 tons in the fourth year. Following its background, poor English there, to Europe's recent gold sales under the program, central banks and International Monetary Fund collectively hold 29,697.1 tons of gold in their reserves, but have been gradually reducing their holdings. So when we look at the SPDR Gold Trust, one of the largest of those kinds of exchange-traded gold funds, gold-backed funds, and they're running someplace over about 1,500 tons, you can see that even though they have, in private hands, a pretty good chunk of gold and certainly have the ability to throw it in and take it out of the market whenever they want, could really do a lot of damage in a hurry, could make the market act quite erratically, so to speak, they're definitely not the biggest kid on the block. But at the same time, it takes an act of Congress, literally, to get our gold sold into these, sold out of the International Monetary Fund. So, on one hand, you have something that's like a ready reaction or ready response team to assist or aid in manipulating the gold market. Those would be the various ETFs. On the other hand, you've got these big solid holdings in the central banks. And on the third place, you've got the independent holders of anywhere from, you know, a quarter ounce of all they could afford of gold, maybe a little sovereign or something, British sovereign, or maybe they have, you know, a few liberties stashed away someplace. But then it runs all the way up to people that, you know, like Peter Schiff, maybe, I don't know if he's holding, Jimmy Rogers, he's holding, no doubt. Who knows how much Ron Paul has stashed away. But all the hard money people, the Austrian School of Economics people, are holding gold. So there's a lot out there. There's a lot of gold floating around in the system. But remember, they just ain't making no more of the stuff. You're going to have to go out and find it. And it gets more expensive as time goes by to bring more to the marketplace. Of course, the higher the price of gold is, the more economical it becomes to explore and to extract gold to bring into the marketplace from more difficult regions. So if gold's trading around $300, everybody just folds up their tent, you know, and goes to the Bahamas, sips mint juleps or something. But when gold's trading at $900 or $850 or above, you know, then the gold miners can come into that market and work with expectation of reward. Something we hear a lot, I reported on this back in 2004 and made quite a study of it at that time, probably made more out of it than it really deserved. I won't take that time today. But something that we hear about a lot is responsibility. Responsibility, responsibility, responsibility. There is, at least in my understanding, back in the when I was involved in management of various business concerns, there is a cycle, basically, that runs along this line. When you have a job that needs to be done, you have something that needs to be done, a need to be filled, by a person, someone, a man, woman, whatever, professional, someone, labor, whatever. I hate to use person anymore because I don't want to talk about the corporate entity, but we'll use it just for ease of conversation. Let's say you need to bring a person on to do something. You have a need, maybe many, many people, but let's focus on one person. You have a need that needs to be filled. Maybe there's a job opening. Let's just use that. There's a cycle that comes into this. We have a need, and so we try and identify the need. We want to define, well, what do we need? You know, do we need to have a civil engineer? Does this civil engineer need to have practical experience? Do they need to have worked on waste treatment plants? Do they need to know how to design a bridge? That would be a structural engineer. Do they need to do roads? You know, what do we need this person to do? And so you list out our requirements, and then you recruit to try and attract someone. Now, that whole process, that's your offering. You're offering a job to someone, an undefined person. And then so you have a bunch of candidates submit applications, and I imagine in today's job market you'd have 400 or 500 applications. We didn't get that kind of response to our advertising in the past in the 80s. But you'd get a number of applications. People would send in come into the office, fill out an application, drop off a copy of the resume, go away. And then the manager would sit down and look at them, spread them all on the table, and go kind of from a crystal ball and from everything that they could derive from the paperwork that was submitted, the candidates that they wanted to interview. And so then you invite them in and you do interviews. And then someone out of that bunch would appeal to you, or perhaps none would, and you'd advertise again. But if someone did, then you'd bring them back in for another personal interview, let's say. And at that time, you could offer them the job. Now, when they accept that, now you have publicity, promotion, recruiting, if you will, and then we have the offer and acceptance. Now, when the employee or the individual, the person, accepts, they're accepting the responsibility to do something. They're accepting the responsibility. It goes without saying that they will be responsible for this because that's what we hired, that's what we, you know, looked for, that's what we interviewed for, and we anticipate that they will be responsible for doing this, and the person taking on that responsibility understands that as well. Now, if you're going to do it all well by your employees, by your helpers, or by your partners, you've got to, along with that responsibility, you have to give them authority. I've been in business situations where I had all of the responsibility, but I had no authority. In other words, I couldn't hire additional people. I couldn't commit funds. You couldn't commit land or labor, buy equipment. It's a miserable, miserable working experience. It's not the right model at all. So you have responsibility. You've accepted that responsibility, and then you're given some authority. You're given the authority to commit land, labor, and capital towards accomplishing that need. Well, the third part of that is really important as well. Not only are we interested in having the person accept that responsibility and discharge their duty, so to speak, to that, but we go to the next level. The next level in this is accountability. Now, responsibility and accountability are often used synonymously, but I don't believe that they are synonymous. I believe they're two different things. Responsibility, I just went through that, but accountability is a little...
On its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org, Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we're back again, and I'll just close out on this concept of accountability. Well, no, I won't. I've got something more to go on that. So anyway, there's this idea, and we get locked up in this philosophy or this thought of responsibility. You know, you hear it on the news all the time, responsibility, responsibility. But we never seem to go on to that ledger sheet. We never seem to add up the pluses and the minuses. Somewhere down on the bottom line, we're going to need to see a plus positive. We're going to need to see some return on our investment. We're going to need to see somebody that's upholding their commitment, someone that's actually fulfilling the responsibility they stepped up to the plate for. When a local elected official or even a president of the lowercase u capital United States steps up to the plate and they take their oath, they've stepped up and accepted that responsibility. But, of course, it's up to us, either as managers in business or as neighbors and friends, husbands and wives, it's up to us to hold the others accountable. And I think that that's something that's been lost in the discussion. And to put a period at the end of that sentence and underline the importance of it, this I found on the Internet this morning. This is HarvardBusiness.org. Accountability begins at the top. Listen to the way that this guy states this. It's a little bit different than what I've just described to you by John Baldoni. This was an April 13th article. While it is never pleasant to see anyone lose a job, especially in tough times, I was impressed by the swift resignation of Bob Quick, Britain's top terrorism expert. Last week, on his way into number 10 Downing Street to brief Prime Minister Gordon Brown, Quick, an officer in the Metropolitan Police, carried pages of documents marked secret. Photos of the pages, which contained names and details of anti-terrorism operations, were taken and disseminated over the Internet. This prompted the government to accelerate a sweep that netted 12 terror suspects. Rather than embarrass his government further, Quick took the fall and resigned the next day. contrast Quick's behavior with that of so many of our senior banking and financial executives who moaned and groaned about not receiving bonuses when their companies had just lost billions. Very few offered to resign, and some are still in positions of authority, just as many other senior executives in other sectors are, even after their companies have also lost so many billions of investor revenue. Then he continues and says, accountability is fundamental to leadership. As much as every senior leader knows this and even preaches it to analysts, too often corporate leaders act as if consequences do not matter to them. They're exempt from accountability. Better to let the underlings fall than the top guy. After all, the CEO is special. That attitude fueled the steep rise in executive compensation that saw some at the top making 400 times what an average employee made. Continuing here, shame is a concept understood in public service. One enters government with an intention to do what the country needs doing. Our men and women in the military understand this and live their consequences every day. Last July, two senior officers were fired and blah, 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 now it goes on. But all the way down to the very bottom of this, we never really get to accountability. We talk around the issue, we sidestep the issue, but we think that when someone resigns from a job, that that's being accountable. Resigning is the same as quitting, of course. So someone is caught with their hands in a cookie jar, and so they quit. Well, that's like leaving the scene of the crime. Accountability requires us to hold that person to account. How many billions did you say you stole from us? Well, we'll take those billions back, thank you. You do a crime or you have a breach of contract, recompense is anticipated. Only in this bizarre world that we live in today do we have people who can make an apology for treason and stay free on the streets. Only in this bizarro world that we live in today can you have someone who admits to and apologizes for having committed fraud just walk away. So there's a certain obfuscation of the idea of immunity that has crept into government that I think is really hurting hemp rope sales. I think that we need to revisit the time period when we actually held our elected officials accountable for their actions, held them to account, ran a balance sheet, perhaps running a balance sheet at the beginning of each term of office, how they acted in the interim throughout the course of that period of that the session was in place, at the end of that session, and then hold those accountable who have basically violated their oaths. It's like Operation Clean Sweep on a regular basis. But of course, that's going to take a little bit of political will on our part, and perhaps that's why we've walked away from accountability. Another reason I believe that we've walked away from accountability is because we've been trained into this idea that if everybody is fraudulent and treasonous in their dealings, then, you know, we're all just free of accountability. But, and then again, also part of the idea about getting rid of the idea of a judgment day. I mean, whether there's any such a thing as that or not, I'm fairly well a firm believer that we have hell. Hell exists between our ears. When you do something that is untoward or wrong, or you just know it's a violation of the natural law, you know it's a violation of your neighbor's rights, if you will, you know it's something that is not correct, then it just bugs you. Your conscience just, you know, puts you in living hell. I don't know about y'all, but I've got a few things in my life that I wish I had never done. Anyway, and it bugs me to think back on making so many stupid mistakes as a younger person. Well, let's go into something a little bit different than that. I said yesterday that I was going to touch on anarchism and go into another study. We've been banging the gong for a couple of weeks on politics and pressure groups and whatnot. And in the course of a discussion with another host, I had the idea, he gave me the idea to inquire again once more into anarchy. And so I did. And I spent last weekend from about 4 something on Friday all the way through late on Sunday night, with my nose in the books, tracking this thing out. And it's rather interesting. It makes for an interesting study. So I typed it all out and we're going to start it in today. One of the ways that I do, the primary way that I do my research is I like to get an idea or a thought like that and then write it down, crystallize my thinking on it, and then go back and define all the terms. And I've got hundreds and hundreds of pages of this kind of stuff typed up and in storage. But this particular inquiry into the origins and the history of anarchy might help us to understand a little bit about what's going on in our mind today. Certain other hosts, you know, everybody's looking at trying to find solutions to this insanity. And oftentimes we blame government when there might be something else going on in the background. So that's where this is going to go. Anarchism. I like to always begin my studies in the dictionary, and there's a good reason for that. Again, defining your terms. But also by having an array of quality dictionaries. They're the cheap ones that you can get up to Walmart that are not really even good for young students, you know, not even really grade schoolers. They're so so abbreviated and they're changed every year for the whatever wind of doctrine. But if you can find a collegiate, a Webster's Collegiate Dictionary or some of the other more weighty dictionaries in flea markets and other places or just at the store, at a bookstore, then you've got something in your possession that you can refer to. One of my favorite dictionaries in my library is the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. The edition that I have was published in 1971. And there are many reasons why I like this particular dictionary, but one of the things that I like most about it is that it has a lengthy appendix that goes into Indo-European roots of words. It's really the study is known as philology, or the history and the origin of words. And it makes for an interesting inquiry because for inquiring minds, I'm not just writing or something. I really am trying to research out various topics. And so it really helps to get into the roots of these words. And we have an Indo-European language. And so we can go into our language and find all of the various roots and track them out. So this word anarchism, we'll take that as a study without going into great detail on it. If you look at a word like anarchism and it ends in ism, an ism, almost all isms, now there are exceptions, aphorism and things like there's certain words that just have ism shoved on the end of it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Women ain't no longer time.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. PureBulk.com ships same day with delivery in 2 to 3 days by USPS Priority Mail. And you save a lot of money since you never pay more than the actual postal cost. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. Check them out online at PureBulk.com.
And we've been back once again. Now, as we're going into the break, I got cut off by the break. I said basically this, that anytime we're looking and doing word studies like this and you come across words that end in an ism, it's time to pay attention. It should be, time to run the antenna up a little bit. Because isms so often indicate that you're now getting involved with a belief system. And wherever there's a belief system, if you dig into it, you'll often find a founder or founders. And if you can start to track out the founders and isolate them and read their writings, quite often then you'll also discover their faith statement. So isms are very important in my research. Whenever I find one and go in and start looking, it helps us to understand some of the activity behind that's happening behind the curtain around about us. Oftentimes we embrace isms in our life that we've never even studied into. We have no idea what Americanism is. We have no idea what individualism is. We have no idea what patriotism is, what it means, what are the impacts, what are the effects. And we certainly have a pretty slender idea of what anarchism is. So we can break this word up. It's a three-part. It's got three parts. There's a prefix and a suffix and a root. And the an, anarchism, A-N, and the ism we can separate from arc or arch. And look at those three. The A-N, this is out of the American Heritage Dictionary, the A-N indicates not or without. So you could say not archism, or without archism. And immediately it gives you a better understanding of what it is that you're looking at. The arch, the center part of this word, is chief or principal. The second sense, again from the American Heritage Dictionary, can be understood as mischievous or roguish, like an arch glance. The teacher gave the unruly student an arch glance. But largely here, for our purposes, chief or principal suits our needs. Arch being followed by anything else, and in other words, arch as a prefix, indicates the highest rank or chief status. For example, an archduke or an archbishop, the ultimate of a kind, for instance, archfiend. And this is all from the Middle English. I won't bore you with it all, unless you can see it written out in front of you. I certainly can't say it to make any meaning to you. But in this definition, again, out of the American Heritage Dictionary, 1971, a big dictionary, by the way, hardbound, 8.5 by 11, bigger than that, 10 by 12, big book, thick, many, many pages. But anyway, it points us or it directs us onto the study of arch as a prefix to archine, A-R-K-A-T-I-N, in the appendix. Just as an, we're directed to the appendix to look up N-E. And so let's drop down to the appendix then and look and see what it means. The N-E, again, this is a Greek word, A-N, as a prefix, means not or without or lacking. And in the appendix, we go back and we see that N-E basically is not. Knee, brother, not. Not, brother, you know, knee, N-E. It's Greek, N-E, is a, as a prefix. And then there's some technical things here, zero grade combining form, N dash something else. Germanic, it was un. So it could be anarchism, knee-ism, or unism in Germanic. In Old English, again, un, as not. Latin is in, inarchism. Inarchism, inflammable. It won't burn, you know. Greek, it was an A or an A-N or a not, again. So we're directed to this knee and understand that, that not is really important there. And then we look at archine. Again, this is from an Indo-Pyrenean, we're looking up the Indo-European roots of these words. Archine, originally understood, was to begin, rule, or command. To begin. You know, the Bible begins, in the beginning God. That's the beginning of the rule or command of God. Actually, that's not what it really translates to. Bereshith bara Elohim is completely different from that. That was a big study that was made by many other writers. In fact, it's been a conundrum for centuries. It doesn't mean in the beginning God, but they use that conveniently. But archine here, in the first sense, to, in this Indo-European root, is to begin or rule or command. And this is important, and this is one of the reasons why I do this kind of study. It's a Greek verb of unknown origin. A Greek verb of unknown origin. Nobody knows where it came from. This is like going back to the common law now all of a sudden, from time out of mind. Why, we don't know why we say that, what's that which we say. We just always have, and everyone has as well. So you can too, but you needn't understand or you needn't inquire why we say that. That's the kind of a red flag on the field that really piques my curiosity. So it continues here. It's a Greek verb. Archine is a, and again, it's A-R-K-H-E-I-N. Hope I'm pronouncing it properly. A Greek verb of unknown origin. Even a cab driver in Greece can speak better Greek than I can. Anyway, it's a Greek verb of unknown origin with the derivative archei or archi, which means to rule. And then it lists a series of words. Arch, arch, as arch is a prefix, arch is a suffix, archaeo as a prefix, archaic, archives. And we have archives right here. All of my broadcasts are archived. Archom, A-R-C-H-O-M, an autarky, an exarch, and a menarch. So now we're getting into these varieties of arcs. Now, we all know about an oligarchy. Even school children today understand that word. But have you ever spoken of or thought of an autarky? What is that? A-U-T-A-R-C-H-Y. How about an exarch? E-X-A-R-C-H. How about a menarch? M-E-N-A-R-C-H. Ever been into those arcs? So let's look at this arc thing, an anarch. Here's a, this is right out of the Changing the Dictionaries. This is right out of, whose dictionary is this one I'm looking at here? These are all the same sources. This is still out of the American Heritage Dictionary, an anarch. An anarch is a leader or an adherent of anarchy. Anarchy, of course, being the practice of anarch, of the anarch. But it's a leader or an adherent of anarchy. So you need to understand what anarchy is to get an idea of what an anarch might be. But here, in the so far as we've come already, we can see that an anarch is not arch, or not ruler, or not leader. But you notice here that this does not state or say or imply not government. It's really focusing on a ruler, a leader, a supreme ruler, a supreme leader. And here we're looking at this possibility that an archine could be an autarky or an exarch or a menarch. And so we'll go into that a little bit as we go along. And I know this audience, having been schooled by so many of the hosts on this network, can understand some of the esoteric aspects of the study of language to gain greater insight onto some of the things that we just simply ascribe to. So again, it's a caution against jumping into bed with isms that you haven't studied. How can you support capitalism, for instance, if you don't know what capitalism is? How can you support communism if you don't understand or know what communism is? How can you support socialism if you don't understand what socialism is? Many people do. Unfortunately, even many people in leadership positions do. Educators do. Accept things on face value without following it out, not inquiring. And so we try not to do that on Become Vocal Local. We like to look into it a little bit because these are the things that give us power locally. If we can understand the United Nations Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, and understand it well, then we can recognize it when we can see it and we can expose it right where we are. Stay with us. We'll be back on the second hour. Pick it up right where we left off. Until then, I'll be right back.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
All right, and we've returned once again. Welcome back to the Thursday, April the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour. Come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We've got a little website that I'd like to improve and upgrade one of these days. Hopefully it'll get done soon. Seems to have some interest in taking on that responsibility coming from the chat room. That'll be wonderful. But it's vocallocal.org, www.vocallocal.org. One of the documents that I have on there, there's very little there, a couple of important things there. It's kind of just a place to warehouse those for public use. But one of them is a write-up that I put together in regards to the international migration and development agenda, why our borders really are open and why they're not likely to be closed. And I think it's an important and valuable study, easy to read, not too many pages, but it provides some of the details. And that's what I mean when I said in the last hour that it's important to not embrace these various and sundry isms and philosophies unless we understand something about them. So many people embrace religions that they haven't really studied. Sometimes there's no choice. It's just the state-sponsored religion. You either convert or die, and that's what basically Catholicism was all about for a couple thousand years almost. It may still be. But nevertheless, there was a lot of rejection there when we went into the Reformation, and then we had the Lutherans, and then we came into this idea of Protestantism. Now here's an ism, and not many people have studied it. They just accept it. They accept a religion that's not based on the Catholic Church and the guy in the fish hat. Not to say that you couldn't, you know, get a lot out of the guy in a fish hat speaking Latin when you can't understand Latin, but I'm just simply saying that there was a shift there back on October the 31st of 1517 when Martin Luther drove his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, and we crossed from the old world order into the new world order, and whether that was an improvement or not is to be seen. Anyway, back to our study here of anarchism and looking at the various and sundry definitions that make up and are circled around this particular phrase. Again, I value books. You know, the Bible says that, you know, in the book of Daniel, it starts off, I, Daniel, know by books. Well, I, William, know by books. I've only been on the Internet, Internet-connected computer for a few years. But one of the things that I've noticed about using the Internet, the browsers, to find out more information about something, let's say you were just go into your browser and type in anarchism, and you'll come up with probably Wikipedia as your first choice, or maybe one of the wiki dictionaries or some wiki something. But you don't get anything else. You just get the one that you typed in. When I go into my dictionaries or my encyclopedias or start looking at the indexes in the various books that I know contain information on particular subjects because I've read the books, oftentimes I'm completely swept away. I have to really focus. I almost have to write down what it is I'm looking for, and sometimes I even forget what I went looking for and get swept away in something else. You open up a dictionary, you didn't come right to the place that you needed to be, and maybe the words that you came to was more fascinating than or pertinent or applicable than the word you were looking for. So there's a lot of that. But when you sit there and you look at a page in a dictionary, it gives you all the words that lead into and all the words often that lead out of and all of the references. I like to think of them as hot links to go sees. And so sometimes you can do a better study just out of something simple like a dictionary. Anyway, that's what we're doing here. And I've just copied all these right out of the dictionary and typed them out. I've got a whole bunch of these little studies that I've done, inquiries into the origins and the history of something. In this case, anarchism. We're working out of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, published back in 1971. Phenomenal, excellent dictionary. Well, we'll be back on the other side of this brief commercial intermission, and we'll pick it up right there. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here on the Thursday, April 16, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're going into a study in this, the second hour of today's broadcast, into anarchism, an inquiry into the origins and the history of anarchy. And I think it's fascinating, but it's also very timely. So we will proceed. We're in the middle of a dictionary segment of this study. I always like to begin in the dictionaries, define my terms, get a little bit of understanding there, then head off to the encyclopedias, and then from the encyclopedias, let the encyclopedias lead me off to the books. Pretty good process, seems to be reliable. And, of course, it's verifiable. And if you have the books in your possession, then it can be cited, even in a court of law if necessary. So let's continue again. This anarch, what is this anarch? It's a leader or an adherent of anarchy. Notice it's not of anarchism. It's anarchy in the practice, not anarchy and anarchism in the philosophy, philosophical terminology. But here, let's go on a little bit further again from the same dictionary. Anarchic is an adjective. Also anarchial. It's of, like, or promoting anarchy. Now we're getting a little stronger here. Anarchic, of, like, or promoting anarchy. We still don't really understand what anarchy is, but anarchy seems to indicate a not leader or not ruler. And then it continues here. It says lacking order or control, lawless. That's curious. Now we're bringing in law. Lacking order or control. Well, not having a ruler doesn't necessarily imply lacking order. So maybe something has changed in time from this ancient Greek archine with unknown origins, Greek verbs, to 1971. Perhaps there's been a little bit of logical positivism added here. Maybe we're starting to deal with a little bit of newspeak, or maybe just through the change of time, the word has gained a new understanding, new meanings through its application over the centuries. It's going to anarchism as a noun. Now we're dealing with the true principle here. Anarchism as a noun is the theory. Now you see, prior, it was very simple, something you could understand, just as simple as everything found, just about found in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. we've gone from something simple, and now we're going into something more complex because we've added that pesky little ism as a suffix. And now we find the meaning here is the theory. Not all theories are good theories. Not all theories are true theories. Not every hypothesis is valid. But it's the theory that all forms of government are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished. Now, if we were to go back and begin to track out anarchism as a faith statement, we might be able to find the founders, and we can, and we will, and then we might be able to find, of course, their faith statement, and then we could look at some evidence, the laws and the facts and the evidence around this concept of anarchism as understood in this first sense, which is the theory that all forms of government are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished. Here's the second sense under the same head. Active resistance and terrorism against the state. Now, you see, we didn't find anything in here about states or status or totus or statism when we looked at an and arc. One says simply not or without the ruler or the leader. But now, anarchism, this faith, this belief system, looks towards active resistance and terrorism, another ism needs to be tracked out, against the state, as used by some anarchists. And so there's study involved in that, and we'll be going there. Here's the third meaning, again, 1971, rejection of all forms of coercive control and authority. And a quote is given, he was inclined to anarchism. He hated system and organization and uniformity. And that was a quote by Bertrand Russell. But if you've ever studied Bertrand Russell, you know you better sharpen your knife when you go into that drawer because he's a piece of work. Here's another one from the same dictionary, again, the American Heritage. Anarchist, a person who advocates or is an advocate of or engages in anarchism. So an anarchist then is actually one who is involved in or associated with this theory of opposition to all forms of government because he believes or has been led to believe or thinks or understands that all governments are oppressive, undesirable, and should be abolished, or is engaged in active resistance or terrorism against the state. See, times are changing. Something new is coming in here, creeping in. We're losing track of what it is to be an anarch in all of this. It also gives anarcho-syndicalism, and this is one of the benefits of studying directly out of the dictionaries. We're not going to go into anarcho-syndicalism right off, but we're going to go there. But it's a revolutionary doctrine, a doctrine, another belief system, syndicalism. And so we would need to understand what is syndicalism, because anarcho-syndicalism is simply anarch plus syndicalism. And so it becomes a compound word of many syllables. Here's another, and the last one in the list, ending in the Y here. So now we have anarchy. Anarchy, again, this is all out of the American Heritage Dictionary, 1971. Anarchy defined the senses, the first meaning, the first sense, the absence of any form of political authority. Now we've added the word politics into this, political. In anarchy, political disorder and confusion. And then three, and notice we've added a new term, now we have confusion involved in here. In the third sense, the absence of any cohering principle as a common standard or purpose. And that's a very important sense, as our study is going to figure out and show us. So anarchy has this absence of any form of political authority, political disorder and confusion, and the absence of Any cohering principle is a common standard or purpose, but how does that relate to an or not or without a ruler? And that's where we're going to go. We're going to find this out, and we're going to cover it today and tomorrow. So you want to be sure and be back again tomorrow for part two of this little series, mini-series, if you will. But now, let's change dictionaries and go from 1971, and I know 1971 is not 2009. I mean, I do have a Webster's 2008, which we could refer to. But I think we get the drift out of the 1971 without belaboring it. So now we can just jump backwards in time, if you will, a little bit. And we're going
to
pick up something
out of
Webster's.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. PureBulk.com ships same day with delivery in 2 to 3 days by USPS Priority Mail. And you save a lot of money since you never pay more than the actual postal cost. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. Check them out online at PureBulk.com.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Today we're going into this inquiry into the origins and the history of anarchy. And, of course, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. But when we're going into this in the first section or the first segments of all of this, we were looking at a more modern dictionary in 1971 and a quality dictionary at that, including the Indo-European roots that help us to understand the word better. And now we go into the Noah Webster's 1828. If you don't have a Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary in your library, you can get one, but you're going to have to pay for it. The one I have cost me about $85. They're really hard to find used. I've never seen a used one anywhere, and I'm always looking at old bookstores and flea markets and things like that. So I paid the big bucks and got one. It's a huge tome. It was reprinted by Rosalie Slater years ago. Let's see if I can find the source down here. So somewhere in all of this. I should see it. Yes, well, let's see. I should see it here. Yes, it's the American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster, 1828, the Foundation for American Christian Education, Rosalie Slater, the 1967-1995 unpaginated edition. And it's a wonderful, wonderful dictionary to have in your library, because it gives you a fountain of information that you can use to gain a better understanding of what was just post the foundation of this nation, going back to 1828. And in it, we find this under anarch. And it also says it's a noun. Anarch is a noun. See anarchy. And so we go from one end of the list to the other end of the list, from anarch through all of the other sources to anarchy, A to Z, so to speak, with the Y on the end. But here, Noah Webster says, the author of confusion, semicolon, one who excites revolt. And this is a quotation from Milton. Now, if you haven't ever read Milton, that's not going to mean much to you. But it does give you an idea that you might want to inquire into Milton. Certainly, Noah Webster had read Milton well enough to understand where this quote was, and so he used it. But I've also read Milton, and I've also read the Bible, and I also have now a little better understanding of what an anarch is. And I do not think that it's correct to say that anarch is the author of confusion or one who excites revolt. In 1 Corinthians 14:27, and there's useful stuff in the Bible, folks. I wouldn't rush away and, you know, cross yourself or whatever. The Bible is not, you know, something you should ignore. It's been around for a couple thousand years, and there's lots of material in there that's valuable to study. But here, this is out of 1 Corinthians 14 and 27. It says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. The saints are not the authors of confusion either. Again, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. This is fundamental to understanding what is an anarch. More fundamental than you might imagine, and certainly interesting, because this is what, in a way, without stating it and without giving this Bible verse, perhaps Noah Webster was pointing to, and he's certainly not averse to putting in Bible verses throughout the dictionary. He uses a lot of Bible and many other references. So, is an anarch the author of confusion, or has Milton made a mistake? And has perhaps Webster made a mistake? Well, I went in and I looked up this word confusion. Confusion is not anarch. Confusion, from a Greek sense, and this is out of the Strong's Concordance. And for those of you who have concordances or following along or listening to the archives, you might make a note. It would be found in the New Testament, the Greek Concordance, at 181. But basically, 181 here is disorder, instability, unstable, inconstant, confusion, and tumult. And the Greek word is aktathesia. But that's not an ark. Remember that archine was the Greek root from time out of mind, the Greek root. So it's confusing to me, who now is the author of confusion here, it's confusing to me why the dictionary would point in that direction. Let's go into this a little bit further, but we need to understand that he may be running from confusion right now in 1828. Maybe we've put our finger on the pulse of when this change started to creep in. You know, it's not all on account of Aldous Huxley or what's the clown's name? George Orwell. It's not all account on them. Newspeak, you know. Language, the power of changing words, has been in the course of time one of the many tools that are used by the controllers to control the sheeple. Certainly their flock. We can be aware of that. But again here, now, anarchic or anarchical as an adjective, without rule or government, in a state of confusion, applied to a state or society. And then a man Fielding is referenced here, uses anarchical, a word of less difficult pronunciation, and I agree, and I thank you, Mr. Webster, for now getting away from this other spelling. What's an anarchist? Well, before we go away with that, without rule or government, in a state of confusion, applied to a state or society, what's different there about not or without ruler or leader and this concept without rule or government, and that would then automatically be inferred to produce a state of confusion applied to a state or a society? So we can deal with society well enough. But where I'm seeing confusion is in these definitions, in that we're bringing in a bunch of stuff, word stuff, ideas, things that are unrelated. Is there an agenda happening? Is there something going on here? Are we trying to, as you know, we study all kinds of things on this broadcast, but are we now politically socializing the mind of man in 1828 out of the Noah's Webster's 1828 dictionary, right in the first pages in anarchic? Are we now politically socializing the mind of all that would refer to or consult his dictionary, that without rule or government, the only conclusion would be a state of confusion? Is that possibly where he's going? I don't know. Let's continue. An anarchist, an anarch. Now we're getting a little bit more interesting. One who excites revolt or promises disorder in a state. And that was a quote, again, in the Noah Webster's dictionary by a gentleman named Stevens. Don't know Stevens' writings. Don't have enough there as a clue to take me to him. But the anarchist, an anarch, one who excites revolt. Now, where do you get that? Out of anarch. I don't know. I guess it's just invented out of whole cloth. Or again, it's just the transmission from generation to generation as a result of those who were anarchs originally, as they became to be understood by society. But where does society get its ideas, if not from its pastors, its preachers, its teachers, and its rulers? Let's continue. Anarchy, again, a want of government. When they say in those days a want of government, it doesn't mean that you want government. It means an absence of, or it's not there, not government. But again, anarch is not government, it's not ruler. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so for now we'll just let the 1828 now just kind of slide into our minds and understand that as time changes, the meanings of words also change with those changing times, and sometimes there are agendas behind the changing uses of and understandings of words. And if we fail to recognize that, then we walk into a box canyon from which it's rather difficult to escape, because our words have a tendency to shape our reality. Everything that the mind of man conceives, the Bible says, is evil continuously, but everything that the mind of man conceives becomes translated into the language that he's living in. And so all of our, you know, visuals, your dreams, everything are always related in words. And so if we don't have clear understanding of words, then the picture even of reality starts to shift. We live in an illusion built upon language. And of course, on previous broadcasts, and we'll come back and bring it up to speed because it's been years since I've really gone into it on air, we'll go back into logical positivism. Maybe we'll just need to start the whole positivism series over again. It's rather lengthy, and track it all out. But logical positivism is basically a language game where words are just symbols in the game. And for the gamesters, for the logical positivists, they develop a meta-language, which is a language about a language, to define the symbology of the words they choose, so that you can communicate one with another, but you use words as symbols in a language game. And much of our reality is today just an illusion inside of a language game. And around the world, divided by tongues, tribes, and creeds, various people have different illusions based upon the language games being run on them. So let's go into a little bit more legalistic application here and understand something that may have come right, that does come out of the minds of the black-robed folk. This is out of the Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th edition, Garner West, 2004. And what we're looking at now is we're following the same words now in the Law Dictionary. Why do we use the Law Dictionaries? Well, many of the listeners of this network know. I'll just say it for those that don't. The primary reason why I have gone to the expense of adding this kind of a dictionary to my library, and I'm always looking for the older editions of Black's Law for the same reason, because legal terms change as well. Now we're not dealing with now we're not dealing with the meanings and senses of words. Now we're defining the definitions of terms. Legal terms. When you're trained in law, when you're schooled in law, this dictionary becomes the definitional source for words. Legal words, law speak, legalese, carries with it different understandings, different meanings and senses, different definitions of their terms. So, we pick it up with anarchist, again, out of the Black's Law Dictionary. Anarchist, one who advocates the overthrow of organized government by force, or who believes in the absence of government as a political ideal. Anarchism, the philosophy, both nouns. Okay? So now we're going into the legal aspect. You will be, or understood as, or perhaps even convicted of, being an anarchist if you advocate the overthrow of organized government by force, or you simply believe, this is a thought crime, or who believes in the absence of government as a political ideal, if you believe that the absence of government is a political ideal, you're an anarchist, legally. Be aware of that. Anarchy, again, from the Black's Law Dictionary. Absence of government, lawlessness. Now, how does that relate to anarch? I think things have changed. Here's another sense, the second meaning or the second definition of the term anarchy in the law dictionary. A socio-political theory holding that the only legitimate form of government is one under which individuals govern themselves voluntarily, free from any collective power structure enforcing compliance with social order. And the adjective there is anarchic. How many of us would like to be individuals governing ourselves voluntarily in a voluntary society, free from any collective power structure enforcing compliance with social orders? It just about wraps up everybody in this country, I think. Well, maybe there's a few. there's a few bad apples in every barrel. But basically, in the mind of our founders, they pretty well would be considered anarchists, I think, in this definition. Let's go into it a little bit deeper here, pick up criminal anarchy, again, right out of the Black's Law Dictionary. This is a subset underneath anarchy, a subhead, criminal anarchy. It's a doctrine advocating the overthrow of organized government by force or violence, by assassinating a head of government, or by some other unlawful act. A doctrine advocating the overthrow of organized government by force or violence, by assassinating a head of government, or by some other unlawful act. Now, we go right into this and look very carefully. By assassinating a head of government. There and there alone are we actually looking at anarchy or an anarch. Because an is not or without, and the arch indicates the ruler or leader. Individual, plural, singular, a ruler or leader. Assassinating a head of government. It's kind of like what happened in Dealey Plaza. Kind of the way they treated McKinley. Kind of like just the way it goes all the time. But again, it's a doctrine that advocates that. So we're mixing up philosophy with practice here. The laws, continuing from this definition, I should say, most states have laws limiting speech that incites criminal anarchy. We don't advocate criminal anarchy here. I do advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system, but the political system is not, the two-party political system is not government. Political parties are legal fictions. They're basically sanctioned by, under the statutes of each state by under your election laws. They're committees, standing committees, continuing committees. They're political committees, but they're not government. Political parties bring in the people who then become the actors in government, but we're getting off course there. Government, as Aristotle said in a republic, is the Constitution. That's a piece of paper. It's a framework. It's a layout. It's a plan of government. If one advocates overthrowing organized government, that would be the advocating the overthrow of a piece of paper, a format, a framework. It doesn't really approach anarchy. You don't really become an anarch until you took the crosshairs on the head of government and pull the trigger or whatever. Okay? So let's drop down a little bit further in this definition. And it goes on, there are criminal anarchy statutes. I could give the citations. They apply only to speech that is calculated to induce forceful and violent activity, such as attempts to incite people to riot, or that otherwise generates some clear and present danger. That's important, quote unquote, clear and present danger. There's a book by that title. That the advocated violent overthrow may be attempted or accomplished. So here, criminal anarchy starts to really get us down to the nuts and bolts of all of this, at least from a legalistic standpoint. But if we can understand this concept of anarch, and if we can think along the lines of arcane or arcane, A-R-C-A-R-K-H-E-I-N, and we can go back and pick up once again from the Bible, we can find it Mark 10:42. One of the few uses in the Bible of the root word, that root Greek word from time out of mind, that'll give us a better understanding of what is an anarch. 10:42, Mark, the book Mark. We'll pick it up on the other side and give you that Bible verse. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we've returned in our last segment of the day. We've got caller Sean waiting in the wings. Hang on with me just for a second there, Sean, and then I'll bring you right up. But this is the Bible verse now that I had mentioned as we went into the break. And this again, this is Mark 10:42. We're tracking out this idea of what is an anarch. And we've gotten the Greek roots involved in all of this. So here's the verse. It's Mark 10:42. It also continues all the way to 44. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them. Now this is a red letter edition, and these following words are all in red. It's supposedly the words of Christ. Here's what he said. Ye know that they which are accounted, we talked about that in the beginning, accountability, they which are accounted to rule over, that's the key phrase, to rule over, the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones, the mighty men of valor, the great ones exercise authority upon them. And then he continues in verse 43, says, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, you will be the chiefest, shall be your minister of all. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. So now we have two terms here that are defined, that we can define right out of the Strong's concordances, and we're going to find that both of them are key to understanding this concept of anarchy. Now let's bring on Sean from Australia. Sean, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Will. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and how is it down under?
Well, it's a reasonably good weathered night at the moment. Now, Will, you were talking about anarchy, and you're doing a great job in explaining what anarchy is. I was thinking also that that words are a strange thing, because they start off with one meaning, and then as people use these words, they change it to their own meaning, and even to the point where it will end up in the dictionary with that new meaning. For instance, once upon a time, I thought teabagging meant one thing, but teabagging means another now. Thanks to Lee Rogers, he's explained that to me today, and it's even in the dictionary now about what the new definition of teabagging means. But aside from the different words, if we have a look at the meaning of anarchy in Wikipedia, it says anarchy from Greek, and then it's got the Greek name, anarchia, without ruler, may refer to any of the following. It says no rulership or enforced authority, absence of government, a state of lawlessness due to the absence of inefficiency of the supreme power, political disorder. It also says a social state in which there is no governing person or group of persons, but each individual has absolute liberty without the implication of disorder, absence or non-recognition of authority and order in any given sphere. A society free from coercive authority of any kind is the goal of proponents of the political philosophy of anarchism. Then it says independent from rule or authority. So going on what you've said and also sort of comparing it to what's here in the Wikipedia. The Wikipedia has yet again sort of proven itself wrong, but at the same time it's proven itself right because it uses all of the above definitions. And I dare say because of the fact that the word has changed on and off over the years that you get all these different definitions against it.
Well, what I'm hearing in that definition is typical, and what I'm seeing, Sean, is that it's kind of like building up a pot of stew. You know, you throw all of this stuff in the pot of stew, in the pot, and you stir it and you heat it, and then you know, after you cook it long enough, you can no longer taste the beef or the carrots or the potatoes. It all kind of has the same kind of a beefy kind of a flavor. And so in a definition like that, they have touched on a lot, but I don't think that I wouldn't tear them apart for it. I mean, I might, even after this series is over, I might go up and post an edit and maybe they would take it. But there are so many things that are blurred there that, again, it salts in this idea of opposition to government. But they did clearly, if I heard properly, and I don't have it in front of me, but they did clearly talk about the philosophy as relating to the absence of government, which it is, the ism, but the word, the root, anarchia, it's not correct. Anarch is not from anarchia, it's from archon, anarchon, or anarchic. Anarchia is not part of the group unless you just take it from one aspect. It's anarchia, I'm looking now in mine, anarchia, anarchos, anarchos is the real root. It's without ruler. Now, they did mention, and that's where we're going in all of this, and we won't finish it today. We'll pick it up again tomorrow, listeners. But one of the important parts here is there is a rejection of a supreme power and a supreme law in all of this. And it starts to bring in this belief system that is really the worm twisting in the apple of modern understanding of anarchy, or the anarch. So, more comments and questions, and then I'll need to close out.
No, that was about it, Will. I just want to sort of relate to people how words can start off as one thing, especially in the older dictionaries. Even the Oxford Dictionary, I've found meanings of words explaining one meaning, and then if you have a look years later in the Merriam-Webster dictionary online, many words have changed because people have changed them. So people need to look out for that. And you've done a really good job on explaining what anarchy really means. So thanks for that, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling in, John, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure. I'll be back again on this topic again tomorrow. So listen as the plot thickens. Okay.
Will do, Will. Thank you.
All right, great. Super. Well, that's Sean from Australia, also a host here, has a broadcast that is a bit late at night for me. I get up early because I have to do these broadcasts on Sunday night, but at any rate, always a good contributor in the chat room, always a good contributor when he fills in with Robert Schroeder on Rob Chowder's broadcast as well. So always like talking with Sean, and I thank you for calling in. But let's go back to this. I'm going to repeat it again. This is the red letter edition again. These are words attributed to. There's absolutely no way that you can say this with any kind of definitive truth, you know. But these are attributed to Jesus or Christ or Christos or, you know, Yahweh, and you just go into that. That's a whole nother story. But right out of the Bible, Mark 10:42. Again, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over, and that's the key word, the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them. And their great ones exercise authority upon them. And then it drops down and it concludes saying, and whosoever of you shall be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. And so we can find in this and understand that I'm using, you know, as my reference here, the New Testament of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the Hebrew, Greek, Keyword Study Bible, King James Version. And it's a very interesting Bible to have in your collection because every key word or every keyword in every verse of the Bible is given its Strong's numeral location, so you can go and look it up. So it really amplifies your study of these various verses and gives you a better understanding of the original tongue that it was written in. We're running deficient when we rely upon translators oft times. So going back in, we're going to continue looking into the various Strong's concordance definitions around these terms, but this idea of to rule over is Strong 751 or 757 and 758. So for those out in the listening audience that want to look these up, we'll go into that tomorrow. Now we've only got about a minute to go, and I won't leave you hanging on this one, but an archon is a ruler, a chief, a prince magistrate, and it would seem there, and it's found in Matthew 9 and 34, 20 and 25, Luke 12 and 58, John 14, 30, Acts 4, 8, 7, 27, Revelation 1 and 5. But then it continues here, it would seem from a comparison of John 3, 1 and John 7, 50, that archon of the Jews, in the former passage, means a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. But it's plain from comparing Matthew and the others and so on, that archon, in those texts, means only a ruler of a synagogue. So there's something going on in all of this that indicates that these rulers in the synagogues date back a bit, a long ways back. We'll pick all that up tomorrow, continue this two-part, perhaps, or three-part series on anarchism. Until then, have a great day, good afternoon, get something done, and become vocal local.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. PureBulk.com ships same day with delivery in 2 to 3 days by USPS Priority Mail. And you save a lot of money since you never pay more than the actual postal cost. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. Check them out online at PureBulk.com.
History will always remember those who strong destroyed. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.